This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Texas, that oil and gas center, also produces three times more wind energy than its closest rival, California. Developers are now buying up land rights to build more wind farms there, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
I met a man in Comanche County who wears two hats. He's a cattle rancher and a wind farmer.
How you doing?
John?
John Dudley.
Hey, really nice to meet you. Andy Euler.
Make yourself at home. All right. I'll be with you in just a few.
We met on his 20,000 acres in the Texas Hill Country. It holds more than half of the 87 turbines that make up the vast Logan's Gap wind farm. His brown bulls roam among the giant stalks of the turbines as they spin up to 40 stories overhead.
Yeah, we put up some turbines. That changes the way the hilltops look, but we think that probably will be very instrumental in allowing us to continue to own our family lands.
He says ranching has been tough, with fewer subsidies and higher property taxes. Unlike some of his neighbors, he has no prospects under the ground.
Our land had no oil and gas production, no oil and gas lease money, and frankly, it's a little tight.
Wind power has been a saving grace, but if you were to fly over Dudley's ranch, you'd see a line where the wind turbines stop at the end of his property. The wind speed averages up to 12 miles per hour throughout Comanche County. So what makes Dudley's land better than anybody else's? Shannon Farrell studies agricultural economics at Oklahoma State University. He breaks it down like this. The power you can derive from the wind is a cube of the wind's speed. So
if I go from a 5-mile-per-hour wind velocity to a 10-mile-per-hour wind velocity, that's twice the speed, but it's not twice the energy. It's 8 times as much energy.
A little more wind can mean a lot more energy. And just like there are geological maps of all the oil and gas under the ground in Texas, there are now maps of potential wind power. There's another deciding factor, contracts. James Decker is a real estate lawyer in the area.
The company's position is the fewer the landowners they have to deal with, the better. Because the more people you have to deal with, the higher the odds are you're going to get somebody, you know, somebody's going to say no.
He says big landowners are at a definite advantage, but many of them here still wonder if wind power is really viable. They don't want a bunch of turbines left on their property if a wind power company goes belly up. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.